me. So this morning we're going to continue our series on kings and consequences. And a couple weeks back, Colin, I saw him in here. There's Colin right here. King David, brought King David. Thank you, Colin. Last week it was Bob Voiles bringing the wisdom of Solomon to us. So thank you for that, Mr. Voiles. So this morning we're going to be studying about King Rehoboam. And I think I'm right in saying this, that Barry Switzer, who used to be the coach of the Oklahoma Sooner football team, coined a phrase about one of his players. He was born on third base, and he thought he hit a triple. So that, if I can summarize it, that perfectly describes Rehoboam. Think about this. He was the grandson of David, and he was the son of Solomon. I mean, he had every single thing you could think of. And a quick backstory, kind of following up on what Bob spoke about last week, God gave Solomon a whole bunch of stuff. He gave him wisdom, he gave him wealth, he gave him power and prestige, and he gave him peace in his kingdom. The kingdom was at peace, which was a big deal. And to top it all off, maybe one of the most important things about Solomon was he was a real estate developer in a boom cycle. And I got to tell you something, he built and he built and he built. Took him 7 years to build the temple of God. Isn't that unbelievable? 7 years. Now, on the flip side, it took him 14 years to build his own house. I'm not saying that's a good idea to spend twice as much time building your house than God's house, but that's what he did. And then he built cities and across the land and roads and infrastructure and just, you know, all of this stuff that he did across the land. So as we all know, especially those in the real estate business, it takes a whole bunch of money to build all these projects. And it takes a whole bunch of people to do all this stuff. But for Solomon, to be quite honest, it wasn't a big deal because he had forced labor and he taxed the people real high. That's pretty easy. How hard is it to get money, Bob, these days? I mean, he just went out and taxed the people. So it was a pretty easy thing. So when Rehoboam became king, he was literally born on third base. Peace, economy is booming, things are good. But you know what? Under the surface, it wasn't quite as good as there was a lot of discontentment. Let me say that. There were things going on. People were worn out. Taxes were high. You know, he was working them to the bone, Solomon was. So when he came on board as king, he inherited a lot of debt, and quite frankly, people were disgruntled. They weren't very happy. So at his coronation, you know, several months later, at his coronation, we'll find out that he made a bunch of bad choices. And that's going to be what we're going to talk about today. So speaking of coronations, you know, in May, we've got the first coronation, or at least from the British side, in my lifetime, and that is that Queen Elizabeth died and Charles is coming on. And there's a lot of intrigue, right? Who's going to show up? I mean, is Harry going to show up with Meghan? You know, everybody's talking about that. And is Prince Andrew going to show up? I mean, there's a ton of things going on. So similar, there was really a similar intrigue when Rehoboam was coronated. And here's the bottom line to it, that Solomon had a lieutenant named Jeroboam who was with him the whole time when he was building the kingdom. And Jeroboam knew a lot about kind of the stuff beneath the surface, right? And so people went to Jeroboam and said, look, would you go talk to Rehoboam and kind of tell him a little bit about what's going on? And really ask him if he would lower the taxes. That was one thing they wanted him to do. And just kind of ease off on the pressure of all the work and all that kind of stuff. And so Rehoboam said, when Jeroboam went to him, Jeroboam says, you know what, I'll listen to that. Let me gather some advice, come back in 3 days and I'll let you know what I want to do. And so we've all been there, right? We need advice. Ken, you need advice still. We all need advice, especially when we're facing a big decision. So that's kind of the scene right there that we're going to. Rehoboam was about 41 at the time, and he had learned an awful lot from his dad, just like Andrew learned from me, how to put diesel into a gas tank. Not good advice, Andrew. But you were hanging off the deck chasing girls in eighth grade. So Rehoboam had all these tough decisions in front of him. And I know, I can just see it right now, that he had his dad's words, many, many of which are written down in Proverbs, ringing in his ears. Here's a couple of them. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. There's safety in many advisors. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Whoever walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools suffers harm. Get all the advice and instruction you can so that you will be wise. So Jeroboam knew, Rehoboam knew all this because his dad had talked to him about it and talked to him about it and talked to him about it. So he was ready. And so he followed his dad's counsel. He got together advisors. He got together some older men and some younger men. The older men, the OG, came to him and said, look, we've been with your dad a long time. We know exactly what's going on. We understand it. So just listen to us. What you need to do is that you need to kind of lighten the load just a bit. You know, it's just something that would be really, really important for you to do. We think you should do that. And if you do, you're going to build trust and you're going to build loyalty amongst the people. Well, that sounds like pretty good advice. And then the young guys come in, his crew, his cronies, right? And what did they say? You kidding me? Don't listen to those old guys. You need to tighten the screws. I want you to get tough on these guys. Make their yoke harder. That's what he said. And we already know it was hard because the taxes and all the stuff that we talked about. And when I read that about making their yoke harder, it brought to mind the words of Jesus. Jesus said, come to me if you're weary and you're got heavy burdens that are on you. And he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's pretty wise counsel right there. But Rehoboam rejected the OG's advice. And what happened? The people rebelled. Todd, you got it right. The kingdom split. Jeroboam took the 10 northern tribes. Rehoboam was left with the two southern tribes called Judah. And it's really, when you think about it, it's a sad story. It just following the bad advice and split the kingdom. And you could almost say that Rehoboam was born on third, and he got picked off before he made it home. So what went wrong? He did exactly what his dad said. He went out and got all these advisors and stuff like that, and he listened to them. But he listened to the wrong advisors. He made the wrong choice because he was listening to the wrong ones. So the story of Rehoboam centers on this central question, that is, who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to listen to? And we've all got lots of choices who we can listen to. You can listen to social media. People do that all the time. You can listen to, you know, some bad actors. You can listen to a lot of different things. And then you can seek out wise counsel. You can do that. So there are, when you think about it, there's good counselors, good confidants, if I can call them that, and then there are ones that aren't so good, right? So that's your choice. You just got to make sure you're listening to the good ones. And here's some of the good ones, right? Some of the good confidants. One is God's Word. That could be the best of all, right? Listening to God's words is the most important thing you can do. And it gives each of us motivation to be steeped, to listen, to read, to journal, as my friend Matt's starting to do. Journal God's Word. The second thing we have to do is we've got to make sure that our confidants, the people we listen to, are wise, and they are believers. They understand Scripture. They understand the Word. Because listen, the world is full of bad advice. The world's full of false thoughts and ideas and reasonings and, you know, all of these kind of things. So the next thing is just we got to make sure that we are not fooled by bad advice. Next one is listen to what Solomon wrote to his son in Proverbs 22. It says, I have written 30 sayings for you, Rehoboam, filled with advice so that you may know the truth. How about that? I've written these things so that you will know the truth. So I think it's important to listen to your parents. Andrew, make a note of that, please. This is when Marie says, stop it. You know, listen to your parents. Listen to your parents. Next one is, here's a great piece of advice on getting advice. Ask God. James 1:5 says, you know, ask God and he's happy to give you advice. James 1:5. I mean, ask God. And then the other is we have this moral compass inside of us, this innate ability, and that's built by the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. And that's going to lead us into the right decisions. And it's really what separates the mature believer from the new believer or the non-believer, is that they have this compass built by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit speaking to us. So what's the takeaway from those that are seeking this kind of advice? And that's, yes, we got to gather counselors. We got to gather people around us. But make sure that you pray and that you let God's Word and the Holy Spirit reveal to you wise decisions. Let the Holy Spirit do that. Now, on the flip side of all this, of course, there are bad confidants. And so I've just found a couple of scriptures like this, which are kind of interesting. Solomon wrote this. He said, the thoughts of the righteous are just. I like that. The thoughts of the righteous are just. But the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The counsel of the wicked are full of lies. That's Proverbs 12:5. And then this one, really, if you need to spend time in the Bible. There's a lot of humor in the Bible. So Isaiah 19:11 says, the advice, listen to this, the advice of Pharaoh's wisest counselors. These are the guys that have been there. They know it. They are the wisest counselors. They've become stupid. The council has become stupid. Have you ever gotten stupid counsel? Yeah, I mean, we all have. So what's the takeaway? The takeaway is don't get duped by bad advice, right? I mean, you just got to be careful. You got to consider the source. Don't cozy up with the wrong people and, you know, garbage in, garbage out. You just got to make sure. So as we land this ship, and Mark's not here today, but he gave me an ultimatum to be off the pulpit in how many minutes? 15 minutes, whatever it was. So I'm ready. So I'm ready to get off, but I got one more thing for you guys. All right. This is going to be a challenge for some of you, but everybody that's above 50, I want you to stand up. Stand up. Everybody above 50. Everybody above 50, stand up. Stand up. All right. All right. Now, those of you that are under 50, I want you to look around. And this is the old guard right here, right? These are the elders, they've been around, and I'm going to tell you something, because I know them, that they will lean in with you if you ask them. Now, if you don't ask them, you know, they're not going to do it because they don't know to do that. Now, you guys that are standing, I want you to look around. I want you to look around the guy sitting. And here's what I want you to do. You old guard, you OG, I want you to take time to be a good counselor. Because that's what disciple makers do. They are good counselors. Bill Ginn, my partner and friend for many years, is a mentor like you've never seen. He knows it. And I'm going to tell you something, that giving and being a counselor and giving advice is going to bring you incredible joy.
Can we sit down now?
No, you cannot. You cannot sit down. No, Bill, you cannot sit down. Get up. This ain't over. This ain't over. So I just want you it's going to bring you an incredible amount of joy. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about bringing joy. There's a man at Friday morning still here. He's not here this morning. But he sought me out about 10 years ago. And we sat in front of Whole Foods on West Paces Ferry. And he asked me about his business and something. And I gave him some advice that seemed right in my eyes. And I think it was. It wound up that he took my advice and wound up he sold his business and everything went great. So it gives me great joy every time I see him to think about, you know, the success that he has. Now, the younger guys, men, the older men, look at the younger guys. And I'm going to tell you something about them. I want you to look around. Look at the younger guys sitting. And they can give you good advice. I'm going to tell you. How do I know that? Well, as recently as yesterday, my son Andrew was on a call. We're having a business deal. And most of the guys on the call, there was, I don't know, five, anyway, whatever it was. And Andrew gave some advice and had done it a couple days before that was absolutely spot on. He gave good advice. So it's not just old guys giving advice. It's the old guys, the old guard, receiving advice from the youngers. Okay, now, everybody in the room stand up. Everybody in the room stand up. All right, one more time, look around. And I want to tell you something. That every man you look at was born on third base. Every single one of you was born on third base. How do I know that? Because if you make $30,000 a year, you're in the top 1%, the top 1% in the world. You were born on third base. So, I don't want you to get picked off before you make it home. Take wise counsel. So the challenge today is to seek wisdom, seek advice from counselors, be a good confidant yourself, be counsel others, be a disciple maker, and stay in God's Word. Let the Holy Spirit guide your steps. Now, before we pray, I'm going to ask you to take just a second or two to ask the Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me through Rehoboam? Father, you know that every man in this room is facing or will be facing a major decision this week, next week, or the weeks to come. And every single one of us needs wisdom and advice. So I pray that you will give us boldness. Each man in this room, give him boldness to seek wise counsel from your word and from others. And teach us to listen to the right advice. Rehoboam listened to the wrong advice. And teach us to do exactly what James says, that when we need wisdom, to ask you. And ask with 100% confidence and faith, because we know that God loves us and He loves to help us. Thank you, Father, for being so, so good to us. You are indeed a good, good Father. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Have a great time at your table.